What's up, my peoples? I said, what's up, my peoples? What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again. And so, today is just a vibe. As you know, we're doing something a little bit different for season 6, apparently. So, you know, as you guys know, I'm tapping to the source, to the Most High, and I literally have to ask him, okay, what do you want me to convey? What is the message that you want me to present and create for today? As you guys know, today is a powerful manifesting day. Usually, I mean, every day is, but this day in specific, because as you guys know, it is the second day of spring. So it's 3/21/2023, and I'm totally here for it, guys. And so, as you guys know, you know, I'm on my journey to become my greatest version, and I'm out here in these screens just manifesting left and right, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to continue to water my podcast and water my TV show. And so I wanted to give you guys this new insight on me and what my journey has been thus far. I had asked the Most High, what do you want me to share today? So the Most High replied and said, continue to share your insights. Continue to share your writing with your audience, because this will help somebody. And so I said, okay. So as you guys know, I asked several times before I produce my podcast what I should do for the Most High and for myself and what feels good at that particular time. So, yeah, I decided I'm going to share another part of my writing with you. And this part is called My Journey to Becoming a Fashion Designer and Beauty Mogul. And here we go. This is very close to my heart. I haven't let anybody heard what I've been writing with this section. So you guys get exclusive access right now. So stay tuned for that. So I'm going to read you a section of this. Be patient with me. After this, then you're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We're going to get some music going. Got some hot music for you guys, you know. And so, without further ado, guys, let's get into it. Okay, this section is called My Journey to Becoming a Fashion Designer and Beauty Mogul. Here goes. Have you ever wondered how you can break into the fashion industry? There's no one-size-fits-all answer to this question, as every designer journey is unique. Some designer may enter through a big organization, while others may choose to collaborate with others. Me, I decided to go solo. When I started over 10 years ago, I knew it was going to be challenging, but I didn't know it would be this brutal. I had to make countless sacrifices along the way and, well, devote into some, we'll dive into some of them in this book. My journey to becoming an international fashion designer and beauty mogul started when I was a child in Kingston, Jamaica. Even though I officially started my brand, Sheridana Designs, in November 2017, it was created the day I was born. I vividly remember getting my first camera from my Uncle Warren when I was between 5 and 7 years old. I love taking pictures of everything and playing dress up with my dolls, doing their hair in different styles depending on their outfits. I had all kind of dolls, one with no hair, one with long hair, one with red hair, black hair, and blonde hair, and even ones with short hair. My dad treated me like a princess. And I had the time of my life playing dress up and being a hairstylist and photographer. I've been manifesting my dream my whole life. And instead of dolls, now I have models and clients that I dress up, take pictures of, and do their hair. I'm truly in love with what I do. I'm truly in love with what I do. And my goal is to make everyone I connect with look, feel fierce, powerful, and beautiful through my gift of fashion, beauty, education, photography, and media / communication. Basically, I give my all in everything I'm a part of, and I strive for excellence at its finest. Thank you to the universe for making my childhood dream a reality. To manifest my ambitious goal, the universe knew I needed technical skills like graphic design, public speaking, leadership abilities, discipline, consistency, and patience. I've always loved photography and graphic design. Seemed like a natural fit for me as a sister occupation. I was introduced to graphic design and morphing while attending Thomas Edison High School in Wheaton, Maryland. When I had the opportunity to choose a career to start my journey, I chose graphic design because I wanted to illustrate my vision. After graduation, I knew my ex-husband Kendrick T. Bedell, aka Jimmy Black the Journeyman. After graduation, I met my now ex-husband Kendrick T. Bedell, aka Jimmy Black the Journeyman. We had a child and got married, and he asked me to move to Syracuse, New York with him for a better, more fulfilled life. He was right. I always knew I wanted to further my education in graphic design, so I researched a school and found Bryant and Stratton College, which was about 45 minutes away. Despite the distance, I was determined and hungry for a fulfilling life, and attending this school was a must. They had great reviews. Attending Bryant and Stratton College was the best decision I have made for myself. Not only did I receive the best education, but I also gained some amazing and meaningful connection with my professors. Two professors, Lee Shelton and Bill DeForest, were instrumental in my success at Bryant and Stratton College. Words cannot express my gratitude to these two amazing and patient human beings. My relationship with Bill started a little rocky because I always wanted my way. He always used to say, "You must know the rules before you break the rules." I take that quote everywhere I go and even say it to my kids and students. Lee and Bill went on to write the most beautiful, heart-provoking recommendation letter for me to attend Syracuse University. After 10 years, I asked Bill, why was he so hard on me? And he said, because I knew you were a star and destined to be great for greatness. Because I knew you were the star and destined for greatness. I cried when I saw his email. I replied, why didn't you tell me during college? He said, I knew I wouldn't believe him. And he was right. How did I end up at Syracuse University for fashion after graphic design school? Graphic design and fashion design are very similar. In graphic design, you create designs on a computer, and in fashion design, you create designs on a dress form or body. You are a designer for both creators. The real question is, how did I get into fashion? Well, Lee Shelton is a Syracuse University alumnus for illustration. Coincidence? You say? I don't believe in such thing. I was destined to attend Syracuse University for fashion design and entrepreneurship. Although my 3 years at Bryant and Stratton College, Lee always used to admire my work in modeling and fashion. I was an A student right through college, graduating with honors. I say that to say this. Lee Shelton advised and recommend that I apply for Syracuse University program because she saw my gift and talent for designing. All I can say is that the rest is history. Once I received two amazing recommendations from the two head of the graphic programs, I applied for Syracuse University Visual and Performing Arts Program. I truly believe that SU and the world had been waiting for me to arrive. I got in easily. I showed them my work and wrote why I wanted to attend. My notebook was full of designs with fabric, paste on the sheet to create designs. I didn't know how to draw fashion croquis at the time. A fashion croquis is a quick fashion illustration showcasing designs. We will talk more about fashion terminologies as we progress in the reading this book. Syracuse University love my creativity. So to be continued. So that's all I wanted to share with you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy that. So I'm just taking you guys on my writing journey. And I pray that you guys could be able to get more insight on me, darling. Right? So right now, here, I want to be able to let you hear a song right now. And this song goes to Stevie Wonder. It's called Just Call to Say I Love You. And this song just was sent to me by an amazing person, and I want to say thank you. And I wanted to play this because it's just so classic. So without further ado, Stevie Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You. And I basically called to say I love you to my peoples. All right, so here we go. Stay tuned for our sponsors. No news.
Say how much much I care. This day, I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Yes, so that was Stevie Wonder, y'all. I mean, it's still a vibe. Like, it's over 13 years old, but it's still the vibes is what I'm saying. So that song was I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder. Ooh, so good, guys. So before we hear our message from our sponsor, I want to just give you some of my affirmation and then my shout out. I want to do a shout out to me. A shout out to the Empress for just being resilient, for being just bossy saucy, for being top notch, for being top tier, for being exclusive, for being like that kid, for being amazing leader, for being an innovator, for being generous, for being kind, for being patient with oneself, for giving grace. You know, I'm just so proud of myself right now, the space where I'm in. I'm so happy, you know, for everything that I've manifested. And I know amazing things, more amazing things are coming for me. So my other affirmation is I'm a leader, right? I am a phenomenal woman. And I love the skin that I'm in. I'm attracting amazing people. I'm a millionaire. I'm successful. I'm a phenomenal woman. And I am great. I am the descendant of royalty. Anything I ask for, I receive. And yeah, I am just so happy that I'm successful in the craft that I love. And so everything that is for me has always been for me and can never miss me. Therefore, I stay calm, peaceful, and highly vibrational in uncertain situation. I am good and I'm always protected. I thank the Most High for guiding me and giving me the provision and giving me the guidance and giving me the patience and the tools to be able to manifest my wildest dreams. Thank you, guys. And now, hear a message from our sponsor. Sheridan Designs is a fashion brand that offers innovative and stylish clothing for option for women who want to express themselves through fashion. The company was founded by Sheridana Fiona Wilson, a Jamaican native who has made her mark in the fashion industry as a leader and innovator. At Sheridan Designs, each piece is carefully crafted with attention to details and quality materials. The clothing options range from formal dresses to casual wear, each with a unique style and design. Sheridan Designs is a company that values individuality and strives to create pieces that will help women feel confident, powerful, and beautiful. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. As DC premier luxury custom fashion design brand, Sheridan Designs provides you with a customized design that will have you looking and feeling your best. We cover it all in our elegant Sheridan way: fashion, beauty, hair, and style. Let's make your next special event experience a glamorous one to remember. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. Book your consultation at SheridanaDesigns.com. That's SheridanaDesigns.com. SheridanaDesigns.com. SheridanDesigns.com. Now back to our show. If you're looking to reach a fashion-forward and engaged audience, then sponsoring Sheridana's Diary of the Fashionista is a perfect opportunity for you. Our podcast is all about fashion, beauty, lifestyle, music, and everything in between. And we have dedicated following for fashion lovers who tune in every week to hear what we have to say. By sponsoring our podcast, you will have the opportunity to promote your brand or product to our listeners. who are actively seeking out new products and services to enhance their fashion and lifestyle experience. Plus, you'll be supporting a passionate and driven fashionista who's dedicated to bringing high-quality content to her audience. So whether you're a fashion brand, a beauty company, or any other business looking to reach a new audience, we invite you to become a sponsor of Sheridana's Diary of the Fashionista. Contact us today to learn more about our sponsorship opportunities and how we can help you reach your marketing goals. Email us at Sheridana@gmail.com. That's Sheridana@gmail.com. Sheridana@gmail.com, or send us a direct message on our podcast Instagram page at Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. Now back to our show. What's up, my peoples? Yes. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again to the show. And so, you know, moving right along with what we want to share with you guys today, I would like to share a song by a really good friend of mine. His name is Tonta Blocks and Real Rich, but I call him Legacy. So shout out to Legacy. Also want to give a big shout out to my kids, Joseph and Isabella. And I want to give a shout out to the family. Also happy birthday to my brother, Jarvis Alexander Campbell. It was his birthday yesterday, which was 3/20/23. So shout out to him. And just shout out to all the people who are literally manifesting their wildest dreams and walking into their destiny and creating the life that they envision for themselves. Shout out to you guys. And for all the people who want to do that, continue to move forward and to work on your vision, no matter the circumstances. And so I encourage you to not give up on yourself and just keep on striving one day at a time. Remember that we can harvest every season. So we have to first plant the seed, and then we have the germination, and then we have harvesting. So plant the seed that you desire. That is the message of the day. Plant the seed that you desire. And sometime, guys, it takes a little bit more time for the germination. It might take 2 years, 4 years, 10 years. Sometime the harvest, it comes like maybe 15 years later. So you have to be patient with the universe and patient with thyself. And I know the things that I've requested from the Most High is just, it's a lot. And so I know that I have to continue to give grace and be patient and to keep on working on my craft. With that said, I would like to play this song by Tonta Blocks, Real Rich, aka Legacy. It's called The Eye of Africa. Let's get into it. Yeah. Inferno Camp Wagwan. Excuse me, Rich. Africa. Fire banat. Fire banat. Ganja. Fire banat. Ganja. This is the top class. Yes. Do the bees. We are the Africa. We are the Africa. We are the Africa. We are the Africa. We are the putting all my dreams on hold, on period. Love is the key to life. Yes. Come into the light, baby. Come into the light. Africa. Fire burn hot. Fire burn hot. Fire burn hot. Ganja. This is the top club. Yes. To the bees.
We are the ay 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 Africa. We are the ay 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 ay. Like a bird, we are fly ay ay. Yes, we are the ay 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 Africa. We are the ay 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 Africa. We are the ay 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 ay. Like a bird, we are fly ay ay ay. Yes, the whole world, don't be scared. Cause we are the people for the Almighty God. We are the light. Jamaicans, don't be scared. Open your eyes, because we are the high for Africa. Wake up, we are leaders, rich people. Excuse me.
Such a vibe. I love that song. Shout out to Legacy, aka Real Rich, aka Tanta Blocks on that joint right there. Guys, and that song just really just touched my spirit. All right, that's one of my favorite songs that that Real Rich actually sings. I absolutely want to just commend all the artists that really, I see a lot of change happening right now with certain music, and I like it, you know, in terms of like digging deep. And that's one of the songs that actually do that for me. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Okay, before we roll off, because as you guys know, guys, I'm out here in these streets doing what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Today is the no script. It's no script. Usually I have like a thing of all the thing I want to say, but I just been freestyling. I think season 6 is just being just freestyling, and that's what the universe want to say. Just go with my gut, go what feels good, and just. Yes, we have to have a script because we are the creator, but I'm freestyling and I like it like that. You know what I'm saying? I like it like that. I like it. I like it like that. Okay. As you guys know, music is my soundtrack to like everything. So with that said, I want to share this song with you guys. Masette, that Tanya is just a vibes for me though. Okay, so without further ado, I want to share Coco Jones, I See You. All right, shout out to all the people that I love and that loves me. Without further ado, I See You, Coco Jones.
I'm with you. Turning my heart to
I don't know how we end up in the red. Find myself reading your poems again. And then we end up in each other's head. It all makes sense, baby. Girl. Got a feeling so that I need it. What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again. Okay, guys, we are at the end of our show and our podcast for today. But definitely come back, stay tuned, and continue to ride with us on our journey to greatness, right? I want to share with you guys my quote of the day. Do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she gonna always bring her dreams into reality. And remember, in order to predict the future, we must create it. So create your reality that you want. Have radical action. Believe in yourself. And no matter what, be patient. Be patient with oneself and give oneself grace. And take the time to know thyself and enjoy your process. I love you guys so much. Go and be great. And make sure you guys, if you're listening to this podcast right now, go and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Sheridana and follow us on Instagram at Sheridana and Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista, as well as Sheridana Designs LLC, and check out and shop our looks at SheridanaDesigns.com. And so thank you guys. Have an amazing day. And to be continued. Peace. Yeah.